Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA trading ultimate team whatever podcast, here with our trading expert Jake. How are you, Jake? How is this very expensive Father Week for you?
Oh man, we were just talking about this, Florian, but this week's been absolutely crazy. What Florian is talking about is we just got the mid or prime icon player pick, which is absolutely unbelievable. It's some of honestly the best content that we've had in foot, and it's extremely high demand, but also extremely high expense. So at a peak price, we've seen this SBC cost 1.2 million or more. Right now it's down a little bit because it is a Thursday, so we did get reward supply recently, which lowered some fodder prices, luckily. And Florian, you may have not noticed this, but I can tell you as a fact, EA did boost the pack weight of those cards too at rewards. So it was even shown in the store that they increased it. So they made it essentially easier to pack those cards so that they could bring the prices down, which was nice, but they went down quite a bit at rewards, and then they went back up. And this is kind of like a common theme. This is like a common theme that happens. And let me show you guys what I mean. Is when there's an in-demand SBC out, I figured this would be great to hop into, Florian. Basically, for example, 87 rated players at rewards, and I'm not even talking about like having to snipe them or anything like that. These cards were super duper easy to pick up at rewards, around 45k, and I'm going to show you what happens. So right at rewards at 8 to 9 a.m. UK, look at their price. And this is footbin reading, so this is cards that are sitting on the market. If you went for bids, they were so easy to pick up around 46-47, and Bernardo's already sitting at like 53 plus k. So my point is that if you ever see a super in-demand SBC that you know is has a lot of demand, you know is expensive, just understand that people are definitely going to complete that with rewards coins, because people are so broke they can't afford 1.2 million right away. So they get their rewards, they get their untradeables, and then look to complete it. So all SBC fodder like 85 to 89 was incredible for that today. If you bought at rewards, you're making like 5 to 10k a card. It was the move. Thursday flips were kind of dead again, but that worked extremely well.
Yeah, so guys, since last week we've got this what if promo. We'll talk a little bit also about it, but let's say the craziest thing for the market, because let's say it's a trading podcast and you want to know how to make coins and these kind of things, was this let's call it 1.2 million icon SBC, because you know the solutions, but you are never going for the lowest for the lowest fodder. Sometimes you need just one player and you spend even more and so on.
Yep.
So it's a crazy SBC in terms of pricing. Of course, you can debate here. Maybe you get lucky, maybe you don't. But it moved a little bit the market. So specials, high rate, high expensive specials got a little bit down in price because people, this is crazy. People are selling their first 11 players to do this SBC from where they get an 87 rated icon, which they wouldn't use.
Totally.
So, and I see your screen and you can follow up.
Exactly. There. Florian's dead on. Just to give you guys perspective of what he means is like Neymar was about 600, call it 680, 690. And now he's dropped all the way down to 640. He's been as low as 630. And that's just because a ton of people sold him. Like Florian said, they didn't have enough coins. And they said, no, I really want to do this SBC. How can I get coins? Boom, I'll sell my Neymar. And that happened the same with like Inform Rashford, Future Stars Bergwijn. Just a ton of cards that are above 600K in value got hurt about 10% down from this SBC. So always be aware of that. They've shown little signs of recovery since as people continue to do it. But Neymar's only up about 10k from his lowest, so he's still darn low. Florian is absolutely correct there.
So one thing here, guys, because I said this on Twitter, and there are also probably you are watching or listening, and you may think the same. You would think like, hey guys, let's have some fun.
Yep.
Let's do this SBC and have some fun. Mm-hmm. I prefer the part where for this 1.2 million coins, I'm having fun by buying a player.
Yep.
And not going into EA's gamble, because you may get lucky. That's very good for you. But 80% of the cards that you might get in the player pick are even unusable in your squad, or you are not really so excited by for playing with them. Okay, maybe they are like 1 million cards or 1.5 million cards.
Yep.
I don't know, whatever. But come on, you wouldn't want to play with blank center back. But now you got blank center back, like
yep.
prime or mid or whatever. And you're like, whoa, this is a win. No, it's not a win. You didn't really want it, that card.
Agreed. Sometimes, so, and Florian, yeah. The best answer to that, and I think that you said it so well, is like, people ask like WRL all the time, right? To us content creators, like, is this a W? And I always say, like, did you want that card? Because like, if they have to be like, you know, I think this is a W because it fits my team, or because I kind of was interested, you know, like it's either you wanted that card or you didn't. And for me, like a significant W is if the player costs quite a bit more than the SBC, and if he fits your team really well and it is someone you desired, if those things aren't true, then I don't think it was worth it. Like, even if you got a million and a half coin player, like, that's only a few hundred K more than the actual SBC, and you can't ever trade him again. So that's my opinion on it.
Yeah, and for example, for myself, because, you know, guys, this year I'm not doing this kind of gambling SBCs, but for myself, let's say I have 1.2 million coins, okay? I want, if I'm packing someone, I want some players for, let's say, 2-3 million coins. Because those I cannot afford. The ones for 1.8, I can, I don't know, sell a player and find 1.8 million coins and fit an icon that I really want.
Definitely.
But the gambling is so difficult, and EA knows this, of course, that it's very, very hard. There are like, I don't know, 10 players that are more expensive than 2 million coins, 10 icons, maybe 15, I don't know, but I don't want to play like with a left back or with a goalkeeper, you know, so. Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah, Florian said it well. He's being so particular in SBCs he wants this year, and he's going to have, honestly, a better team than most people. It's just a fact. And a big part of that is his spending on SBCs. He's really debating what he wants to do. He's trying not to gamble with them. He's doing players that specifically fit his team. And it's an approach that I would at least advise some of you to consider, because most don't add up all the cost of their SBCs all year. Because honestly, I would assume for the average person, they've spent at least 2 or 3 million on SBCs this year, minimum.
So Jake, myself, who I only completed 6 SBCs.
You're above it, aren't you?
I'm at 2.5 mil.
Totally. So, and like we are saying, you're choosing very select options, whereas more people are doing like a base or a mid icon, and right, that's a million right there, pretty much.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, guys, the average user is spending millions of coins on SBCs, and that's exactly what EA want, because you're not going to get those coins back. And now if there's a new player you really want, let's say you did that before Future Stars, but maybe Reece James is your favorite player in real life and you want him, you're probably going to go look to buy coins or FIFA points or something to get him, right? Like, that's how FIFA is. You always want to upgrade. You want to play with real life players that you love. So, yeah.
Let's say moving towards more optimistic and good things. Maybe let's see a little bit the what if promo, because we had a debate during our last podcast and we didn't know for sure what will come.
Yep.
So maybe
head in there
maybe
right now.
Yeah. So maybe wanna discuss it. So basically, in short words, it was a little bit what we said. Attacking and midfielder players are getting a +2 if their team scores more than 6 goals in 5 games. If you get a clean sheet, the defense and the goalkeeper eventually in the second part of the promo
totally.
Will get also a +2. What do you feel about this system and what you like about it?
So I love the concept. You and I both love live cards. It's really fun. It really incorporates real life football with it. People know Dortmund scores. They know, you know, Sevilla scores way more off the top of their head because it affects these cards. And they're watching games for the clean sheet. And that's always really cool, right? Where you can have a genuine interest in games because of FIFA. That's really cool. To get more people involved in football or soccer, whatever you call it, is awesome. But to me, the promo upgrades are kind of lackluster in terms of, I think that 90% of cards are going to upgrade. And I know that's not something to complain about typically, but it's almost like too easy. Like, we already have Mbabu getting an upgrade and Marcelo do an upgrade, and they're two of the four defenders, right? So yeah. In my opinion, they should have done something where, and you don't want it to be impossible, so it's about finding that balance, but maybe they said, you know, they need a clean sheet, but a defender also has to score our assist for that team, which isn't impossible, but it might not happen right away. You know what I mean? So yeah, to me, the upgrades are just too easy. I think that Dortmund had three goals in their game. I'm trying to think of the other one. Arsenal had three goals in their most recent game. So those cards are going to get upgraded. So it's not as much of a gamble. It's not as much of a continued approach as we typically see with like headliners and Road to the Final. But overall, I love the incorporation. I do hope they change those specifics next year. But overall, I'm happy with it. What do you think?
So what Jake is saying, guys, is that, and you know why we like life cards, is because you can also make a good profit on them.
Oh, totally.
But right now, the players are so pumped because everybody expects that every player will get upgraded.
Exactly.
So that's why you cannot really gamble on them, because this is like their price if they would be upgraded already.
Bingo.
So for example, Kante, Chelsea had two games, they didn't score any goal. People are still expecting Chelsea to score against, they play, I think, Liverpool today, mm-hmm. and they have a game against Leeds and against, I don't know, Everton maybe. I don't know. So let's say for Kante, it's a little bit more difficult because six goals against these three teams, it's a little bit too much maybe.
Yep.
But we'll see the rise and falls of these cards if, let's say, for the last game, the last chance of these teams, they still need to do something to get a clean sheet or score, I don't know, 1-2 goals.
Yep.
And that's the moment when you will see the decrease in price or the high rise.
Definitely. And like Florian was saying, this was extremely shown, like in a severe example, by Mbabu. Because Mbabu stayed extinct at 500K on PS4 pretty much from, I'm trying to think when Wolfsburg played, but I think it was like Sunday or Saturday, literally to Wednesday,
he got his upgrade in like his first 24 hours or something like
that. Sure, so super early. Let's call it Saturday. And yeah, he stayed extinct on PS4. But what happened is, now that he's actually upgraded, this is his upgraded card, as you see. Incredible card, right? By far the best right back in the Bundesliga. He actually crashed down in price. And that's like because Florian said, for one thing, they kept him extinct way too long. And so way too many people were hoarding him, which is part of a user's fault. But also, he was just priced really, really high. 500K is a ton for the right back, and people expected him to upgrade. So when, in fact, he actually did get his upgrade, which is right here, he crashed down all the way to 360, which is a great buy. I was asleep, so I didn't see that. That was at rewards, and then he came right back up. But yeah, just Mbabu, I thought, was a great example of that, Florian. The other card is Marcelo. He's also going to get an upgrade.
Yeah.
He's due one for sure, so maybe rises in the hype. But just like Road to the Final, just like Ones to Watch, selling the hype to be safe, as you're seeing with Mbabu.
Other things, guys, the selection of the cards, that's very, like, let's say for each person it's different.
Yeah, kind of subjective.
Some people want some players, some people wanted, I don't know. It's good that we have different players for this, and probably we'll get a second team
definitely
tomorrow, because we are recording on Thursday.
Yeah, I think we'll get a second team.
What I wanted to add quickly here is that also last week we had the final round of Road to the Final for Europa League.
Yep.
And whoa, there were some crazy moves there.
Oh,
there
for sure.
Because some important players didn't get the upgrade, didn't get the win, didn't get the qualification needed. So, yeah, I think Napoli didn't get it, right?
Yep.
We know about also Bebu. He was one of my favorite cards. I believe you recommended him to me.
Oh, he's really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't get the upgrade. Hoffenheim, I think, lost the draw between the teams. So, yeah, we can say the community lost a lot of coins here.
Oh, totally. And as Florian's saying, look at this. He was 220K at peak. This Insigne is now 66K on the market. And again, like Florian talked about, a lot of people with live cards, they price them too high. And this Insigne has never been 66K. at all, right? So even when he came out, he was valued at like 110K because of his potential upgrade. So with live cards like headliners, like Road to the Final, people are always valuing them like towards their next upgrade. So if they're in your team and stuff, they're honestly like really overvalued cards, in my opinion. The only way that they're going to catch that value is if they keep winning. Like another great example of this is that Cancelo. Cancelo's card got upgraded. He's still like a super meta right back, right? One of the better ones in the game. Really good links too. And look at Cancelo's graph. He peaked before their game. So when we talk about selling in the hype, just know that most of the time, like 90% of the time, it's going to be the right choice because he is down still like 50K from that hype. And that has nothing to do with the icon SBC. That was before that. But yeah, people are just pricing them way higher than they should. So it is interesting to see them absolutely die if they don't get in, Florian.
So what I would say here, and this is the problem with live cards, and we have Bale, similar situation in Team of the Week this week. So we have a lot of situations. With live cards, there is a bigger chance you lose coins than you get coins. Completely. Because it's always difficult to sell. Imagine if your favorite card is due an upgrade, you're only thinking that, hey, he will get even more expensive. Completely. But he's not. After he's getting that win or that goal, he's getting down. So you're because exactly. You want to play with that card, you buy him, but you don't sell him. And on the long term, you end up losing some coins. Exactly. So it's very, very dangerous with live cards.
Exactly. Like this Alaba, guys, he's like 700K. And statistically, I would go as far as to say he's not very good. But to say it lightly, he's not great, right? Like there's a lot better center backs definitely than this card for his price, in my opinion. And he's priced like he's going to upgrade a bunch more, in my opinion. I'm talking like two more upgrades beyond this. So there's just no way that he's going to rise after the next upgrade either, in my opinion. There's so many good ones in the Bundesliga. You have Akanji, you have Upamecano, you have Klosterman, even though he's not going to upgrade anymore. They're all so close to him statistically for a center back, right? So that's my opinion. But just be aware, too, of the surroundings, too, right? Like, a lot of people rather just play with Klosterman's 87 pace. You know, even though it doesn't upgrade, people might still think it's the better card, you know?
Yeah, actually, I'm playing with Klosterman's gold card. And
oh, you still are?
He's better than... I wanted to play with his Road to the Final, but I'm waiting for Leipzig to lose the qualification with Liverpool.
Yeah,
so maybe he's getting lower. I'm hoping for that. Yep. And I'm going to buy him then, but until then, I'm playing with his gold card.
Totally, totally. And it's a good card too, right? People love him, so...
Man, it's crazy, crazy good. There are some gold defenders like Mendy, Varane, Klostermann,
definitely,
even Gomez, but I don't really like him, which you can play right now, and they are better than 99% of other defenders.
I agree with you, and it's unfortunate truth. You know, people that, I think one of the biggest debates in this game, or one of the biggest things is, oh, you play with Mendy and Varane, you're a rat. But the thing is, like, people play with those cards because they're so good still for the cost. And I know for me, Florian, I don't know if it's the same for you, but for defense, I don't really get that excited. Like, I play a four at the back, and they're truly just defenders because they stay back for me. I know a lot of people are trying the 5-3-2, so this might differ for them.
But I'm playing the 5-3-2, so I can perfect. Offer some insight there. Okay.
Yeah, so my point is that when I play with a defender, I don't care. I just want them to give me the ball back to my forwards. That's kind of what I get excited about. I've been using Future Stars Antony. He's a super fun card for me. Really, really fun. I tried out Rainier objective. And for me, I have fun in attack. I don't really have fun running around jockeying, you know? It's just my personal play style. So for me, defenders don't matter at all. It's almost like, can they do the job? And for what is the cheapest price I can pay them to do the job, right? Like, I use Varane, and I do have him. I didn't use him this weekend, but I got the Fofana objective, and he's just not as good as Varane. So why would I do that? You know, especially if I'm playing foot champions trying to win. So that's just my perspective there. I just use what gets me by for cheap.
So just some feedback from a rat from the community.
Oh, no, Florian, don't chew me out.
let me tell you something. So I'm playing with five at the back. I tried. I didn't. I like very offensive teams like 4-2-2-2 or 4-4-2 or something like this. But I tried it like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, and I had like, and my main issue was that I'm only playing with one CDM in my team, so I'm only playing with Renato or Kante.
Sure.
So I'm playing with four in attack, so I was like a lot of times very, very unprepared for defense, and I'm not defending very well.
Right.
But with five in defense, so I'm having Mendy, Varane, Boateng, Klostermann, and Kyle Walker.
Yep.
I reached, so yesterday, yesterday I think I played, I reached Division 2
really?
In Rivals.
Really?
And man, I was very happy about it. I don't care about what people are saying. If I'm winning the games, I'm like, I don't care what everybody
is saying. I was just going to say, and you're playing to win in those circumstances, right? So it's pretty much like whoever performs the best, then you'll play. It's just that simple. You're playing to win the game.
And don't get me wrong, in attack, I have Mbappe, I have...
Oh, Florian, stop. They're going to turn off the stream, man.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Let me tell you. Mbappe, team of the year, De Bruyne, player of the month, Bruno, and SBC, Cruz.
Nice team. So how do you like that Cruz, by the way?
Man, he's perfect for the finesse shots.
You like him?
I really like the finesse shots. I have four players who can score finesse shots from everywhere. So I'm like... Man, I'm like having fun for the first time for this FIFA with five at the back and those four in attack.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. So I told you yesterday I reached Division 2 and I'm like 200 points from Division 1, and probably this weekend I will not play Weekendling. I'm going for Division 1.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, and there's some really good like stuff to do out too, like objective wise, and I think a lot of people, I know we just got the Eredivisie milestones. I think a lot of people are smashing those just to get some SBC fodder, because like 88s are sitting around 70k. So people are doing, and I know this for a fact, Florian, Benedetto for just SBC fodder, which is crazy. But people are willing to grind to save a little bit on this SBC. It's just showing that.
Ah, the 88 rated, from milestones.
Am I spelling it wrong? I don't even know. There we go. But this is a decent looking card. I kind of thought that when he came out. It's kind of like similar to Ben Yedder's stats. Obviously, he doesn't have the skills, but 5-star weak foot.
Yeah.
He's got 95 positioning. He's got some really nice stats, and people are like, fodder. And I'm like, okay, it shows that EA has got you right where you want him, right? Like, they don't even look at this card to use. They're just like, can he be used towards an SBC? Which I think is really funny, because I think EA, that's the best thing they've done this year, is the objective players. I think that they've offered a lot of variety, and honestly, Florian, there's a ton that can make it into teams still to this day of milestones and things like that. So
yeah.
I think they've done really well for objectives this year.
So for let's say for the last part of the show, I want to ask you two questions. One related to individual icon SBCs,
oh,
and one related to the second team of What If. You can start with whatever topic you want.
Sure. Let's go to the icon SBCs. So this pertains a lot to what we've talked about today, and we talked about it last week too with the individual icon swaps, right? How we were really felt that EA was gearing you towards choosing one of the packs to gamble because they didn't offer a good selection of players in our opinion. And man, yeah, it's the exact same thing. So the individual icons have all expired now. We recently had Kaká, Keane, and then Owen, and they're all expired. And instead of releasing more individuals where you're guaranteed to get something back, like pretty much whatever you want to put in, right, you're doing this mid or prime icon player pick. And I would assume, I'm just going to throw out a number, I would assume 40 to 50% of people are not going to use this card long in their team. And that
maybe 70%.
I'm just throwing a number out there to be safe, because we can't statistically prove it. But my point is, and Florian is right, it's probably higher. People spent 1.2 million coins to potentially, and just potentially, get a card that will start for them. And most people, or a lot of people, did not get a card that would do that. So, and to be honest with you guys, I'm doing this on my road to glory. I think it's amazing content as a content creator, and that's the main purpose. And my main account, so little would actually fit the team. Like you, Florian, that would be an upgrade that it's not worth it for me to do. I could just buy who I want. But for my new Road to Glory, I do have, like, I could use a striker, like Zola, like Del Piero. I could use a center back. There's just more options that I could use. So hopefully we just get someone who's usable and priced higher than the SBC. Follow me on Twitch, guys. We'll crack it open on there. That's a little plug.
Question here, Jake.
Yeah.
Are we happy? I mean, personally, I'm happier that we've got this player pick.
Yep.
Than if we wouldn't got anything.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Even if I'm not doing it.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, do you think the individual ones are still coming or?
I do. Yeah, I think they're coming back. But I actually said this on Twitter, and I think they're gonna remove them soon. I just don't think that. I think this year has proved, Florian, that they're really not interested in doing them. I mean, they've given us so few so far and so overpriced that honestly, we should just not expect them because it's been a total year of disappointment regarding the individuals. When they give us stuff like this, it's way more tempting for people and that's what people are putting coins into. So it's been really, really unfortunate in that regard this year. And I think they're going to return this year, but I honestly don't think they'll come back in the next FIFA cycle. It's just been a really, it's been on the back of EA's mind, I think, clearly, and I just don't think that they are putting a lot of effort into it.
So here my thought is that they released this 1.2 million coin SBC to drag the further prices up, and I think we're expecting some individual ones like very soon.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely come, definitely, but it's just too little and too late almost at this point, you know what I mean, where it's just not that exciting. And they really got to release some big ones soon. Hopefully one that requires an icon. People would be happy about that because they have a lot in the club. I know we talked about that last stream.
Yeah.
For What If Team 2, I like their selection, a lot of players. I feel like their cards people will use. I think there's some good upgrades to start, and then they're going to get upgraded further, a lot of them, like we discussed. So overall, I'm really happy with this selection. And I hope Team 2 is similar. I think Mendy is going to get in because he got robbed of UCL Man of the Match and a Team of the Week recently. He had the only goal in Madrid's win, and he didn't get a UCL Man of the Match when they did, in fact, release them. So, honestly, that makes, like, zero sense, right, why he wouldn't get one. So, you just have to kind of put two and two together. But other than that, yeah, I like what they did with Fair for an SBC kind of off league. I'd hope they give us like a Liga NOS one or something. But yeah, one thing I wanted to say about this too is last podcast, I mentioned buying non-rares for the player picks and they did in fact return. And I checked yesterday for you guys and all non-rare golds yesterday were selling at 800 to 850 coins because of the player pick. So if you invested at Discord, whatever you put into it, you double your coins. So we hope to offer you guys at least little tricks like that on the podcast where, you know, if you put in 50K, which is quite easy to do, there's thousands probably of non-rare golds in the game. You double your coins on whatever you put in.
So one last question here, because probably there are a lot of people expecting this question, or maybe they're asking you this on the Discord and so on. So let's say we are Thursday evening, Thursday night. Maybe something comes in 10 minutes or not. They have like a lot of cash, a lot of coins, liquid.
Yep.
How should they proceed? What should they look for in the next days, thinking that What If 2 comes and so on?
Yeah, it's kind of a tough one. Someone asked me that earlier on stream too, but it's kind of hard to prepare for a promo, like where they could use any selection of players, right? Like they could really use anyone and there's nothing specific for it. But today, for example, if you are liquid, what I really like doing is I like looking at the current team of the week. I'll kind of give you guys a big tip here. I like looking at the current team of the week, and I like checking their rewards low of the morning. So like Bale, he got as low as 95K-ish at rewards. Looks pretty consistent there. And he went up, and right now he's like 105K. After marquee matchups, a card like this is very likely to dip down again. And if he goes around this morning price or under, most of the time it ends up being a really good buy because it shows he has demand and it shows that he's going to rise when supply lessens. And that's kind of what will happen again after marquee matchup. So you can do that with the entire team of the week and look at those prices for indicators. Fodder might be good to buy tonight after marquee matchups. I can't tell you right now because it depends what content we get, like a player or SBC too. something to look at for bidding for sure. And then you can look to invest in cards that go out of packs after Marquee. I think some of these are getting pretty darn low. Pereira, Jovic, and Bershish look really low to me in particular. I think Marcelo could rise in the hype going into next week because he's doing upgrade, but those three in particular look pretty darn low. And kind of something that I help use to indicate that is actually what price they've been at earlier this week. So Pereira was holding around like 130 to 140K quite for a few days there, you see, Florian?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are asking me investing about Lee Malou, and I think that a lot of people are interested in him. But if you look on PS, he's only really ever reached a price of 120. So to me, it looks a little bit less profitable than a card like Pereira because he's still 105.
Lee Malou already has like three goals.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't see like really a rise there.
Totally. So yeah, I kind of use that first few days price as an indicator of if they have demand. So to me, it looks like this Jovic has demand. He's Bundesliga. He got upgraded to 4-star skills. I think he had 3 only, but he got upgraded to 4 and 5-star.
Yeah.
This card's really, really nice now. And if he gets a upgrade, that card's going to be really quite amazing, in my opinion, for Bundesliga teams.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like that. Those are things to look for after marquee matchups if you have coins liquid. Hopefully we can get you out this podcast pretty darn quick and that you can use that to your advantage.
Yeah, guys, thanks a lot for watching and listening. Of course, you can listen on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can watch us on YouTube. You can see Jake's screen on YouTube.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot for all the support. I know you guys are there, so that's why we are doing this for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, stay safe until next time.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you.